In the Breaking Light, written by Alessandriana, read by CC Rambles. This is a Muota Zushir Genfic and is rated G. Tian Cheng tried to break away the moment the spell released them, but Wei Wuxian lunged to grab his wrist just in time. Bones ground under his fingers, but didn't loosen his grip.
Tian Cheng,
he said. His voice cracked. He felt lightheaded, and his hand was trembling.
Was that true, what the spell showed? Did you really...
Tian Cheng stopped actively trying to pull away, but he kept his back to Wei Wuxian. It took a long moment for him to reply. When he did, his voice was flat.
Don't be stupid, he said. It wasn't real. It was just something the spell made up.
Wei Wuxian swallowed. Half of him wanted Tian Cheng to be telling the truth. Half of him wanted him to be lying. Because if he'd really done that, stood up in the middle of that nowhere town and let those Wun soldiers catch him...
I remember wondering at the time how you'd managed to get so far ahead of me so quickly, he said, in a voice that he kept steady with a great effort of will. You hadn't had anything to eat, and you were even more exhausted than I was, but even though I ran as fast as I couldn't catch up to you. Then I got to Lotus Pier, and you were there after all, so I just figured I'd missed you on the road somehow.
Tian Cheng was silent and still under his hand, except for his pulse, which had picked up. Certainty growing by the moment, Wei Wuxian continued.
But that wasn't it, was it? After all, it's not a very long flight by sword.
Tian Cheng closed his eyes and tilted his head back, letting out a breath.
Less than half an hour, he said quietly, an admission.
Added, somewhat absently, it felt longer.
It hit Wei Wuxian like a blow to the gut. Tian Cheng,
he repeated, anguished. He had to press his hand to his mouth, teeth biting into his knuckles.
Why?
He could still see the images the spell had shown him. Tian Cheng, so young and desperately exhausted, crouched in the alley where Wei Wuxian had left him, with tear tracks still cutting through the dirt on his face. The troop of Wun cultivators coming into town, red flames bright on their sleeves, and arrogance in every line of their shoulders as they'd begun their search. The terrified expression on Tian Cheng's face as he'd watched them heading in the direction Wei Wuxian had gone, and the way it had settled into grim resolve just before he'd stepped out into the street behind them. He'd tried to fight. Exhausted as he was, it had been over quickly. He'd never once yelled for help. Tian Cheng finally turned around. His expression was complicated. His eyes flickered to meet Wei Wuxian's, then away. If there had been any part of Wei Wuxian that still thought this was a trick, that look, part embarrassed, part stubborn, with an echo underneath of that same grim resolve, would have wiped all remaining doubts away.
Why? Tian Cheng repeated, voice almost gentle. I just lost my parents and Lotus Pier and the rest of the sect. I couldn't stand to lose you too. And besides, in a choice between the two of us.
He trailed off and shrugged, mouth twisting with familiar self-deprecation. Was this how Tian Cheng had felt when Wen Ning had told him the truth behind his restored core? No wonder he'd been furious. It was awful. Wei Wuxian wanted to hit him, wanted to strangle him. How could he? Didn't he know he could have died? He had almost died. Wei Wuxian still had nightmares sometimes about the way Tian Cheng had hung so still on Wen Ning's back as he'd been rescued from Lotus Pier. All Wei Wuxian had to do was close his eyes to see again the ashen pallor of his face and the bloody whip wounds on his chest. And worst of all had been the emptiness in his eyes when he'd woken. Tian Cheng had lost his core for him. When Wei Wuxian had made the decision to give Tian Cheng his core, he'd had 50% odds and one of the best doctors in China looking after him. Tian Cheng had had no such guarantee, and he'd done it anyways.
Wei Wuxian grabbed him by the shoulders. In a choice between us, you pick you, he said fiercely, punctuating each sentence with a shake. Do you hear me, Tian Cheng? You pick you! Tian Cheng's upper lip drew back, and he knocked Wei Wuxian's hands away. Why, because my parents said you were supposed to look after me? He sneered. No, you idiot! It's because you're my little brother, and I couldn't live with myself if you died because of me! Wei Wuxian's voice broke. The word brother hung in the air between them in the sudden silence. Tian Cheng scowled, fists clenching. Wei Wuxian thought about taking it back. He didn't want to burden Tian Cheng. But then he firmed his mouth and let it stand. Tian Cheng took a menacing step forward. Lightning crackled in his eyes. Wei Wuxian tilted his chin up, ready for whatever. But what Tian Cheng said wasn't at all what he'd been expecting. And yet it's fine if you die for me, if you give up your core for me. Wei Wuxian's mouth parted. That's... Tian Cheng shoved him. There was no spiritual power behind it, but it was unexpected enough that Wei Wuxian staggered a step back. I'm sick of your stupid self-sacrificing bullshit. You're so quick to jump in front of danger for others, but you never let anyone else do the same for you. Why is it always a one-way street? Am I not allowed to protect you? He swiped roughly at his eyes, and Wei Wuxian felt his stomach drop. He'd never been able to stand seeing other people cry, especially Tian Cheng. Tian Cheng's voice was quieter when he continued, Are you not my brother too? Wei Wuxian didn't know how to respond. The question made tears burn in his own eyes. Tian Cheng, of course I'm your brother. Tian Cheng glared at him. Then you're just going to have to live with the fact that when it came down to it, I picked you. Wei Wuxian closed his eyes, remembering Wen Qing and Wen Ning as they'd turned themselves in, remembering Tian Yuan Li as she'd pushed him out of the way of a sword. He swallowed heavily. Ah, that's cruel, Tian Cheng. As if I don't know that. There was sympathy mixed in with the anger in Tian Cheng's gaze when Wei Wuxian was able to meet his eyes again. But you'll manage. I did, eventually. Before he could think better of it, Wei Wuxian took two steps forward and tugged his brother into a hug. Tian Cheng stiffened under his touch, and for a long moment, Wei Wuxian thought he'd made a mistake. But then, all at once, Tian Cheng unwound. His arms came up to wrap around Wei Wuxian in turn, and he tucked his face into Wei Wuxian's hair, and for one moment it was like they were both 18 years old again. And if Tian Cheng's face was wet, or Wei Wuxian's breaths sounded more like sobs, neither of them said a word. The End.